T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Are you on Instagram? So are we. Follow us at WTIC 1080.
Yes, WTIC. It's so much fun to be on this radio station and have you listening and sometimes maybe even calling in. Scott's calling from Vernon. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
You calling about marijuana?
I'm calling about the marijuana. I'm totally against legalization.
Why?
Well, let's think for once about Connecticut. Do you think Connecticut is a reputable state as far as the people? You think it's just a scummy state?
Oh, no. The government. The government is scummy. The state is wonderful.
I've got no problem with
this.
But what I'm getting at is I think we have a reputation here in Connecticut to be a very fine state. We have the second highest per capita income in the nation. And, yes, we could probably use the money like any other state. But is it the right thing to do? No, I don't think it's the right thing to do. Ask the people in Colorado Springs. The chief of police was there, and he said it was the worst thing that they ever did. It just brought in so many other problems. It's been absolutely
like what?
Horrifying. Crime and all these other scummy people coming into the state. And everybody drunk and high and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Everyone's already drunk and high. People don't like life. They don't like reality. They want to intoxicate themselves.
Maybe you're right, because I'm a lineman. I've been a lineman for 33 years, and, you know, I've been on thousands of broken poles where people just blow through poles being drunk, or lately there's had needles sticking out of people's arms. And, of course, lately, everybody texting. Now you're going to have everybody high as a kite, you know, flying through telephone poles. You know, it's horrific. I just think it's the wrong thing to do, just for extra money. Let everyone else.
I feel like that horse is out of the barn. I wouldn't do it for extra money. I just want to decommission the government every place we can decommission it. Are you a Glenn Campbell fan, given that you're a lineman, and that was his big song?
The Wichita Lineman?
Well, I'm a lineman for the county.
Yeah, I just think it's going to make our state look bad. Even this legalized gambling is terrible, too. Now everybody's going to be throwing basketball games and baseball games just to win a buck. It's terrible.
Well, that could be. All right. Yeah, Anthony, you've got to develop an answer for that criticism. Anthony, my producer, is very excited. He's in his 20s. He just wants to figure out how to take his meager pay and multiply it several times each night by using that app. He's very excited, right?
I don't know if I'll multiply it every night, but it's fun.
You just bet on Julius Erving and the Flyers, and everything will be fine. He's a Philly guy.
I don't know about that.
All right, let's find out how Mark Christopher is doing. We haven't talked to him in a while. Make sure he hasn't gotten his shipment of legalized marijuana from the Brown Painderis and Scott, semi-legalized because it would only be state law. The Brown Painderis and Scott Traffic Center. Hi, Mark.
I am a lineman for the county.
Here we go. How can you not love this?
It's a great song. You know that?
It is. Amazing.
This is a great song. You know that gentleman, the lineman that just called? He said we have the second highest per capita income. You take Fairfield County out of the equation, and we're like way down in probably the mid-20s. So,
no, right there in Louisiana.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, when people say that, I just go, whoa, hold on a second. Yeah, Fairfield County is where all the money's at. The rest of us are not in that top 2% of the country. But anyways, I'm glad that he's a lineman. I'm glad he's listening. Thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, let's do that again. I like that.
I am a lineman for the county.
I'm frying next to this transformer.
Now there's what the lineman listens to. It's rant line time, 860-751-4698. And, of course, we do take live phone calls, mix them in, so give us a call. And we forgot, after all my plugging of it yesterday, I forgot to play the brand new Jolly Ned's Comedy Club that Steve from NBC had made for us. So we have to do that in 15, 20 minutes. And I've told Anthony he has to remind me. Because sometimes I get carried away in the moment and I don't do the things. I even make these big notes and put them in front of my face and I just don't read them. All right, but let's get the rant line going. Here we go.
Todd, I just spent $5 a pound on hamburger.
$5.
I had never spent $5 a pound on hamburger in my whole life. And now they're going to put a little special extra tax on the people that deliver it to me. I don't think it's going to go down.
This guy's upset over the price of hamburger. Prices are going up. Why are prices going up? Anybody have an answer to that one?
Hey, Todd, let me get this right. The energy secretary has said that cyber attacks are becoming more prevalent and could shut down our power grid, right? Well, they also anticipate us to give away our fossil fuel cars for plugging it into our house, right? Doesn't that make us more susceptible to being under control of both the government and the cyber attack people? They could shut us down in a click of a switch.
This is a really good point. It's a really good point. Why would you, just as it's inexplicable, you don't, if you want to phase out the use of fossil fuels, you would never phase out first and then say, wait a sec, we don't have enough energy. First you get the new supply in place. First you change the economy to the new thing and then you phase out. You don't run around like the Democrats have been doing in Connecticut for years trying to figure out how to drive up the cost of electricity. And this point is a valid one as well. It's ridiculous what they're doing.
And what would we do? Nothing. No phone, no car, nothing.
So why would you ever constrict the options? Put yourself on a single pipeline of energy at a time when you can't control anything. And our government, if we learn anything, we've got to come to understand that our government is completely incompetent. They are not capable of doing anything. If you doubt this, remind yourself of the rhetoric you've been hearing from the Connecticut Democrats about underserved communities and how they're going to take care of the underserved communities and how they love the underserved communities. The underserved communities just need to be served better. And of course, it's the Democrats who've never served them properly. But what they were saying it in reference to was about the vaccine, getting the vaccine, and what communities have the lowest vaccination rate. After all of that bull dung about serving the underserved, they're not capable of serving anything except bull dung. That's what they serve. Seriously, 860-522-9842.
News 24 hours a day. WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC 860-522-9842. Eleanor calling from Illinois. Hello, Eleanor.
Hi.
Hello there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Jeanette, and I am inquiring. My mother's 99. We have filed the 2020 taxes, and it was in early May. She never got her $600 stim check, and that was included in the 2020 tax filed for her refund. Still no refund. I've done the online. I've done the telephone to IRS. Does it have anything to do with me because we're conservatives? I don't know. I just wanted Sean to comment on that. She's not received her 2021 $1,400 stim check. She's a retired teacher, and I just don't know why.
Can you imagine, though, if they did want to do that, if they did want to do that to monitor, to code everybody by their political preference, that would be quite a thing, wouldn't it? Because they have to send those checks to like 100 million people. It would be a job. Again, I was just talking about how incompetent they are. Can you imagine them having to do that? They can't do that. Remember when the COVID crisis started and the Department of Labor here in the state could not process unemployment because they had a computer system that was written 40 plus years ago on a software package that in a language that's no longer supported, like nobody knows the language anymore. It's so outdated. And that's what they use. They don't invest any money in doing government. They just invest money in bribing voters. That's all.
Hey, Todd, did you see what the brilliant legislation did in Hartford with the marijuana? They're going to let you grow it, and then you can gift it to your friends or family. And then, of course, your friends can reward you with a gift of cash back. So they're going to turn everybody in the state that wants to be a drug dealer can be a drug dealer. And what do you think that's going to do for the new shops that are opening, trying to establish business? People aren't going to want to go there and pay three times the price when they can get it from their family or their friends.
Well, so what's the problem with that? Who cares where people buy it? I mean, seriously.
Todd, Washington State is giving away a joint if you get the vaccine. They're calling it joints for jabs.
Are they really?
I'm just wondering which state's going to be the first to give away meth or fentanyl. What do you think?
Anthony, can you look that up? Joints for jabs, Washington State. See if they're actually doing that. That's incredible. I can't believe Jolly Ned. He must be so depressed that he didn't get to do that one.
Todd, this is Anonymous from West Park.
Again, Anonymous,
I usually don't give two points about national or worldly issues. We got so much crap going on.
Yes, that's a good point.
But this Kamala Harris, answer me this. Could she really get away without going to the border for the next three and a half years? I mean, she's saying that she won't visit the border until she takes care of the root cause of the migration.
Well, she was explaining the past, I think. She was defending that she hadn't gone. She said it wasn't relevant. This is the vice president who's supposedly a woman who's never fixed anything, and so she's supposed to fix the border crisis. Of course, Joe Biden got that assignment from Barack Obama, and he did a wonderful job fixing the border crisis. So why would we expect better from her?
There are seven South American countries directly related to what's going on at the border. It'll take her the rest of the 3.5 years, plus another term as vice president, maybe two terms as president. Then maybe she'll visit the border.
Yeah, I don't know. She's taken a lot of flack for doing a lousy job at a job that can't be done, especially when you're the vice president. What did you learn?
Washington announces cannabis getaway in state-approved Joint for Jabs vaccine campaign. So it is a legitimate campaign that they have in Washington State.
I don't understand. Marijuana is illegal according to federal law, correct?
Yes.
And the state of Washington is giving it away for free to promote a vaccine?
Yeah.
Promote a vaccine?
And I don't think they're the only state. It also came up for Oregon and Washington, D.C., so...
How insane is that?
That's
worse than doing a pint for a Pope.
Yeah, I mean, it's not far off from the CT drinks on us, but yeah.
Terrible. Terrible. A shot for a shot. Come on down.
Get the jab, you won't
Steamed
pay for the tab.
Burgers.
Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
Is a overpaid, under-informed fool. And he should have played the part in the movie Young Dr. Frankenstein. He would have made a good Gene Wilder.
I'm telling you, Gene is the best insulter in the world, isn't he? He's so good at insults. He should be sitting, he should be like the Ed McMahon for somebody's talk TV show. And that when somebody needs an insult, they just swing the camera onto him and the lights. And that'd be great.
Hi, this is Bill Abrissel. Todd.
Bill.
The TCI advertisement about less traffic in Fairfield County and jobs in Hartford and the other lies they're telling. Oh, it drives me crazy. Whoever put that ad together, that's Democrat stuff. I mean, that's woke. And that ad is lying because there's not going to be any new jobs in Hartford because they're getting $84 million the first year. Come on.
Come on. I wasn't listening. What's he talking about? Do you know?
Hi, this is Bill Abrissel. Todd, the TCI advertisement about...
Oh, yes, the ad. No, the ad for the well, I can't say anything about advertisements until it's off the air. I assume it's off the air, but I have to confirm. But it's very interesting what you said. Let me leave it at that. It isn't. They're still running it. Wow, they still feel like there's a shot for a shot.
Can you please find somebody, or at least you talk about the people that are on Social Security and they have to pay supplemental Medicare, but everybody that comes illegally gets it for free. Can somebody just talk about that? I don't understand why that's not the most significant thing that we're talking about.
Well, I'm a lineman for the county. I felt like, I don't feel like an old fart very often, but I felt like an old fart when I was complimenting that song. Because I'm sure it sounds like the dark ages for a lot of people.
So I hear that they had early dismissal because of the hot weather.
How about that?
Well, they've been all working from home all year round, even the hot weather of September. And when they're home, it's hotter than it is in the schools.
Yeah, well, that's
interesting. At least they could put fans in the schools and keep the room air moving around.
But wait a sec. Wait a sec. Aren't the schools air conditioned now? When we were kids, here goes the old fart stuff again. When we were kids, they didn't have air conditioning in schools. Those buildings were the hottest places I have ever been in my life, except for maybe the school buses on the way home. Hot, seriously, hottest place ever. I'm not just being a complainer.
It makes no sense to send them home. Let them work out the rest of the year, which is only a week.
Yeah, we live in the era of pander and cultivating weakness in our young. 860-522-9848 Grant's coming up. 860-751-4698.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WTIC. So yesterday, I was so excited because Steve from NBC Haddam made this wonderful surprise edition of Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, and I billboarded it and promoted it and advertised it, and then I told my new producer, Anthony, to play it at just the right time, and he refused. I don't know what happened, but it never played.
That's not true.
So, no, that's not true. It was my fault. I messed it up. But here it is.
Welcome to Jolly Nance Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next comedian has had some well-deserved time off, but now he's back to talk to us about a balanced state budget. Put your hands together for the cool Frosty himself, Ned Lamont.
Good afternoon, everybody. Back at our familiar venue, for old time's sake anyway. I'm not satisfied with the status quo. I rarely am. When I was running for office a few years ago, we had virtually zero unemployment. My phone has been ringing. I'm happy to have conversations.
Thank you for calling the office of Governor Ned Lamont. Governor Lamont thanks you for taking the time to share your opinions and concerns with him.
All right, where are we here? I'm working like a laser to make sure this money is invested. It's not just a bunch of earmarks that go out and make people cheerful.
This is great.
So I'm not going to tread beyond my pay grade here, except to say, steam burgers. Hey, thank you, guys.
That was awesome. Wasn't it?
That was great. What a good... I love that little cut in. Well, all the Ned cuts. Yeah.
My phone has been ringing. I'm happy to have conversations.
That was such a good idea to have it go right to the call to the office and have Max on the voicemail. That's wonderful.
My phone has been ringing. I'm happy to have conversations.
Thank you for calling the office of Governor Ned Lamont.
People who try to call the governor's office call back here and complain that they can't get anybody. They can't get a live human. There are no live humans at the governor's office. There's just the governor, and he's questionable whether you call him human or live. 860-522-9842. WTIC, we've got some more rants to go, but let's take some phone calls. Wes calling from Trumbull. Hello, Wes.
Hey, that's Trumbull, not Trouble. So we got through last
yes.
week. We called in about SB1, called the governor's office, and we got a real live person.
He was Did you really?
Yeah. A young college student, it sounded like. He was also mm-hmm. a real jerk. I mean, the first words out of his mouth were, and this is about how he said it, "You don't believe there's a public health crisis?" I'm thinking, wow, I thought we were supposed
to... So he wanted to have a debate?
Oh, he did. We stayed on the phone with him for half an hour debating this guy, and I'm thinking everything he's talking about is just making no sense to me. So I'd refute one thing, and then he'd just go to another thing, and it's like jumping around like pinball with him. Like I couldn't get him on
That's
the same
so
topic.
Funny. I wish I could get that kid on the phone and tape the thing and play it on the air. That'd be fun.
You know, we should have recorded it. We really should have, because it was comical after a while. Well.
So what's your comeback? What's your strongest comeback to somebody who just
called to ask the governor to vote against that bill, and he proceeded to argue, and like thinking, is he being paid for this and taking so much time? It was ridiculous. I mean, no wonder no one else can get through.
Yeah.
Well, no, he works. He works in the governor's office, presumably as an intern or something, like you say, because he's so devoted to the left wing cause.
Oh, definitely. This guy was a definite devotee of the lefty causes. There was no convincing him. Definitely couldn't lead that horse to water.
Now, are you guys in the car?
Yeah, we're in the car.
I don't understand. This is the best speakerphone I think I've ever heard.
Oh, well, we're stopped at the moment, and and I'm a good speaker.
I mean, you both sound great. Anytime you want to call up and do a bit with me or anything like that, let me know, because it sounds really good.
Excellent.
Thanks, Todd.
All right.
We appreciate
that. Thank you so much. That's Wes and player to be named later calling from Trouble. Trouble, not Trumbull. 860-522-9842. Bob in Enfield. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
Well, you know.
Well, Todd, here's what I'm calling about. I wanted to know how many volumes of testimony from medical professionals were reviewed by the legislature regarding this legalization of marijuana, and especially the doctors that treat the teenage children that get schizophrenia from the drug and tend to attack their parents and their siblings. Is there a lot of volumes of that in the state testimony?
I suspect that they heard about it because that is one of the arguments. There is a strong anti-legalization movement, and I think their most compelling argument is that it's very dangerous for teenagers. But yeah. I don't know what the data is on that and how compelling it is. I know that for kids who get injured by the marijuana use, that it's a big thing, but I don't know if the numbers of them are enough that it would cause concern.
Well, the other thing I wanted to know is, did they get in contact with the officials in Colorado, particularly Colorado Springs, to talk about what's happened to their incidents of crime since they legalized marijuana? I happen to have a distant relative who worked for a company in Colorado, and the company moved out of Colorado because they had so many problems with employees working under the influence of marijuana and having accidents on working on machines that they had to leave the state.
Would you, if alcohol had never been legal in the United States of America, would you want to legalize it today?
See, alcohol is in a different category.
You take Why is that?
Drink alcohol and you go into work, and you're at your state at a machine working, and right away the owner of the alcohol can be found, and also very, very quick tests to determine the amount of alcohol in your blood. Not so with marijuana. Marijuana is one of
That's only recently, you know, that's only in the last few decades with alcohol. Nevertheless, even though law enforcement, I don't know why we're all hung up on law enforcement, because people are on drugs all the time, operating machinery, driving cars, walking down the street, and they're impaired. And there's no way to discern it and to be able to prosecute them in most cases. And nobody cares. But for some reason, marijuana, even though it's in wide use today, and they can do blood tests to find out if you have it in your bloodstream, and there are tests being developed or in the market. I think in Colorado there is a machine they use. So, you know, that argument isn't the most compelling argument. But I understand the sentiment. I just believe that government should stay out of our way, and marijuana isn't the biggest deal in the world, and it's widely used, and you can mail order, get yourself a vape of marijuana that's way easier to use than smoking a bud like we did in the old days. So I just think it's kind of a leftover tired argument. I don't feel the power in it.
Well, there's no doubt about it that the marijuana of the 2021 vintage is many, many times more potent than the marijuana from the old days when you and I were back in school and trying a little marijuana that was really diluted. The stuff today can drive some people crazy with just a few doses of marijuana.
Yeah, but that's why I asked about the alcohol, because people are driven crazy by alcohol. Alcohol ruins so many lives, it's kind of unreal. And it's a problem for so many people. It's mind-boggling.
So,
and we accept it.
So that's a good reason to legalize marijuana and have people now get addicted to marijuana.
I'm not making that argument. What I'm trying to do is find out where your consistency is in terms of how would you approach alcohol, because I think if you look at alcohol, what you can see is that there's no way to contain certain things. And alcohol's been, you know, they tried prohibition nearly 100 years ago, and it didn't work. And it was a disaster, as a matter of fact. Kicked off the mafia in this country and made Joe Kennedy powerful enough to get Jack and elected to the White House and Teddy in the Senate for 630 years. I mean, just to keep Ted Kennedy out of office, it would have been worth it to have legalized alcohol and never have prohibition. You know, I just don't get the why we say alcohol's fine, marijuana no.
Because marijuana can be 20 times more addictive than alcohol. There's a book put out by an investigative reporter from New York, and it's titled "Tell Your Children About the Dangers of Smoking Marijuana." And he goes through the whole history of the marijuana development. And he starts off by saying marijuana was initially developed in India. And they had determined it was so dangerous that if you get caught selling marijuana in India, you go to jail for life.
Well, I don't know. We've had since the 1960s, it's been a big thing in this country, Bob. And I have not seen signs of this grave addiction, this magnetic power it has to suck people out of normal life and destroy them. There are other drugs, like crack, where that happened, like OxyContin. 860-522-9842. We'll take some more phone calls. Coming up, what do we have, though, for weather? We've got a thunderstorm in the evening hours tonight, then down to 63 degrees. Nice night. Cooling off. More comfortable. Tomorrow, less humid, 84 degrees. And Friday, 78 degrees. 78. Partial sunshine. No rain. Saturday, though, there could be a shower in places in the morning. Otherwise, just a nice partly sunny day with a high 73. Right now, we have a temperature of, double-checking because it has been changing, temperature right now still 85 degrees at WTIC. Steve is next from Winstead. Hello, Steve.
You dirty rat. You dirty rat.
Wow.
You know, the government...
You're better than Cagney, man.
All right. Who did it? Who did it? The government allows things to be sold far worse than alcohol and marijuana in the form
like what?
Of chemical food additives and other food mm-hmm. substances that are far worse. They'll kill you over time, and they're sold every day in restaurants and supermarkets. And the idea is, fine, sell it. I don't have to buy it.
Exactly. Buyer beware. That's the American way. That's because this is supposed to be the country for adults, and they're trying to make us into babies, and we want to, we seem to want to be in the baby position. Be able to yell and scream and cry. What's that?
We got to fix this.
Fix the marijuana thing?
Just that mentality of, you know, the government's got to do everything for us.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a disaster. Thank you, Steve. Good to hear from you. No, it's a disaster. It's an utter disaster. Ryan is next on WTIC. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, man?
I'm against government doing virtually anything. I want to take away all of its power. I just think it's the most evil force in the country and the most destructive force in the country.
Yeah. I agree. I do agree.
So how do you feel about marijuana, then?
So what I'm just calling to disagree with is the guy that was just on. He said that marijuana is 20 times more addictive than alcohol, which I just completely disagree with. I've been smoking marijuana my entire life, and I could get out of it if I wanted to. And my wife works for
sure?
the hospital, and when people withdraw off alcohol, it's worse than heroin, which I just so. It blows my mind that this guy has. I don't know where he comes up with his statistics.
No, that sounds. You're right. That just sounds like made up. And I don't. I've never heard of any addictive, hugely addictive qualities. I have heard conversations about whether marijuana is addictive or not. And some people think it is, but we have not seen in our 60 years of heavy marijuana use as a country I don't think we've seen the signs of that.
I've never heard of it. No. So I just wanted to tell the people that it's just not. That it's not. I mean, I say I'm for legalizing marijuana. I have my medical marijuana card, so I buy it medically anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't really care either. Or I just think alcohol. I think marijuana is safer than alcohol. I'll argue that until I'm blue in the face.
I think most people. Thank you, Ryan. I think most people understand that, just from experience. Alcohol destroys so many lives, so many families, and leads to so many crashes and, you know, lifestyle crashes, car crashes, all kinds of trouble people get in over alcohol. Eric calling from Southington. What's up, Eric?
Hello. I wanted to chip into this. I'm coming from the California cannabis market, and I was trained in Mendocino by all the top farmers that have done this for generations. The lies that are being said that it's going to be addictive. There's a 1944 LaGuardia report that was not published. You can go search it on your Google and you will read that the United States did a study to see if cannabis was addictive. And because mm-hmm. it was false, they could not release it to the public. There are many different reports that are not released to the public about cannabis and its health benefits.
Because the report was false, they couldn't?
Not because the report was false. They wanted to say one thing to the public, and because the report debunked what they wanted to say to the public, they couldn't release it to the public for the public to read.
Oh, I see. The government didn't want it out.
The government did not want it out. Just like their program stating that cannabis is a gateway drug that is false, that can be debunked very easily. There's many of these rules. The stigma runs deep, and Reefer madness is what drove this home to all these baby boomers and older, that cannabis is bad for you. But you know what? In reality,
I don't even know. I think it's government, because government wants money if it's going to legalize anything. They want to be paid off the politicians.
Dr. Harry Insingler back in the 1950s the 1930s was the drug czar, and he ended up being set up to say that cannabis was bad and that the blacks and Mexicans were using this to rape our women, which was false. It's a false narrative. And that's unfortunate.
You mean marijuana doesn't cause rape?
It does not cause, excuse me?
I was just kidding. Thank you, Eric. You heard me correctly. I was just teasing you, though. Thank you so much. What's going on next hour? We have baseball?
Yes, sir. Red Sox Astros at Fenway.
What happened in yesterday's game? Do you know? Did they win those socks of ours?
I think they won. They're not my socks. They're your socks.
All right, they're Mark Christopher's socks. He knows what happened. Let's go to the Brown, Pandaris, and Scott Traffic Center and find out. Did the Sox win last night, Mark?
No, they got torched 7-1 last night.
That's,
Houston scored 6 runs in the first 2 innings. So
they probably just smoked a little marijuana beforehand and got addicted.
Hey. You know, whatever. If it helps them win, I'm all for it. You know, as long as the boys keep winning, I'm a happy guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.